in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I just want to thank you for coming in to worship God today. And you know what the Bible says, that when we gather, He's in the midst of us. Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, the Lord is here to meet you, to touch you, and to be a part of your life every day. Amen. And so today we're just going to step into a time of worship together. And God is with us because He loves us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Do we really? Do we really surrender everything? Or does it just sound good when it comes out of your mouth? Is there action behind it? Is there real trust behind it? Or do you just want to hear the end result so you can make up your own plan? For you to surrender everything to me, that means there's going to be times where you look completely lost to the entire world and sometimes to yourself. But I know exactly where I have you. I know exactly where I'm taking you. Daniel didn't know what would happen in the lion's den, but he just knew that I was going to be with him. Surrender everything. Stop just making it something that sounds good out of your mouth or to try to impress other people. Especially in here, we don't care. We want to see you whole, not halfway.
Thank you. awesome. You are awesome in this place, my God. You are awesome in this place, our Father. You are worthy of our praise, to you the lives we raise. You are awesome. Thank you.
We love you, Lord. And we just honor you in here today. That all the praises, all the honor, all the sweet-smelling aroma of our offering of praise come up to you, Lord God. We love you. We love you. We love you. We want you exalted in this place, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah.
Peace, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a
hallelujah,
hand clap of praise.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. You know, I was talking to the worship team before we started, and I didn't know I was going to tell the whole thing, or I waited, and now this is the third time some of these guys are here. This, but there is a lady preacher long time ago, and I saw this video where she had gone to a church. She was an evangelist. She'd gone to a church, and they sang songs for like 20 minutes. And she goes to walk up on the stage, and she sees Jesus, and he's sad. And he's just, I think she said he was crying. And she said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "When am I going to be welcomed in?" How horrible to sing a 20-minute worship set to him and not one person be about him. Not one person singing to him, but coming in and just doing the same old mundane things that we always do. We have to make sure that we don't do that.
Amen.
And I think this morning,
Amen,
he's here.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's crying because he's been left out.
Amen.
So every time we get before his presence, whether him or at home, I can imagine it him at home. If you ignore your kid long enough, as he says, "Mommy, mommy, mommy," I say he because that's all I had was boys, so she could too, I guess. But if we ignore them long enough, what are they going to do? They're going to start to get upset. They're going to start to think you don't love them. They're going to start to think that, why am I here? My mommy don't love me. She won't even get me something to eat. She won't even get me something to drink. She won't help me go to the bathroom. Whatever, whatever. Take a husband and wife. Let him be out every single night after work and not come home until midnight every single night, never speaking to his wife. Suddenly, she's going to feel like, he don't love me. He don't love me. And it's going to start to cause issues. Amen. I know we're doing that to the Lord. We're forgetting him in our day-to-day stuff that we do. And we just say, "Oh, the Lord's always with me." Yes, he is. But he's not to be neglected. He is not. You know, people are saying, and I believe it, Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen.
What have you done differently? With understanding that, or with really believing that, what have you done differently? I'm not asking you something I haven't asked myself.
Amen.
What have we done differently to reach the world for him and bring as many people with us that go up in the air and meet him in the sky? What have we done? And what's our behavior every single day? When we said we'll give him all, everything and nothing less. I hear the Lord in my head. Philip's word was right on. I'm just telling you. Because I hear the Lord in my head saying, "Regina, you're saying everything and nothing less." And I gave Jesus, who gave everything and nothing less. Are you giving what Jesus gave? Are you giving what Jesus gave? Because when it got really tough for Jesus, when he was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross, he didn't get up and leave and say, "God, I'm not doing this anymore. It's too hard. The battle that I'm about to face is too much." He didn't sit on that cross, and he could have given up at any time. The Bible Amen. Says that he could have called 10,000 legions of angels Amen. To his aid at any time.
Amen.
He is suffering.
Amen.
They have beat him. They have put the thorn of crown of thorns on his head. I knew what it was. I just couldn't think of it in the moment. But you don't tell me they had taken his hands and his feet and nailed him to the cross. I don't know what kind of vision you have of that, but that was a very violent thing to do to him. And he didn't endure it once, but he endured it three times without giving up. That's everything and nothing less. He didn't say, in my darkest moment, God, where were you? He didn't say, God, it's been a hard journey carrying that cross down here after they beat me, and I'm hurting, and I'm to the point where I've got hardly any strength left in me. So I give up. Take me, Jesus. Forget these people. Because I don't know that you're with me, Lord. God, I don't know that you're with me because this hurts so bad. This has been such a tough season. Did you get it? Jesus never gave up.
Amen.
Jesus never looked to anybody but the Father for his help.
Amen.
You're going through a tough season. Listen, I get it. Trust me. I get it. We just went out and celebrated last night. Maybe some of you all ought to think about this. Some of us just went out and celebrated last night about what God has done and God is doing. Some of us hasn't even seen the finality of what we were celebrating last night, but we were just celebrating God. We were just celebrating for everything that he has done, for how he took a season that meant to destroy this church and made it stronger.
Amen.
What he took, what the enemy meant for bad, and he made it stronger. When he thought, oh, you'll never do another miracle in here. Okay, well, let's ask Roger's father if he was touched. Who had their leg grown out? Somebody in here. Yeah. Did that leg really grow out, or was we just imagining it? Huh?
No pain.
Because God healed her. When God came in here with miracles, he put a stamp and said, I am still here. I am still here for you. It's time that we stop looking at the troubles, at the hardships. This person said this about me. Who cares? Was it Jesus? Because if Jesus didn't say it, it doesn't mean anything.
Amen.
Stop allowing people to have authority in your life that have not.
Amen.
Quit giving them power.
Praise God.
Only Jesus has the power over your life unless you give it away.
Amen.
So you don't like my shirt today. Guess what? I don't care. Yeah, it's cool. I know you like it. But I'm just saying. So you don't like the way my hair looks. Guess what? I don't care. This is the stuff we worry about on a daily basis that takes our focus off of God. That takes our focuses off of putting goodness into our children and putting the Lord into our children and them seeing a good witness.
Yeah.
Of all of us. Listen, they're not just looking at their parents. They hear you in this place.
Yeah.
They see you out there. And what are we doing? How are we being an example? What are our words saying on a constant basis?
Amen.
Everything and nothing less. Everything and nothing less. Whew. I hope your mind's been expanded this morning. Because mine has.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this. The day that you meet Jesus face to face, it's all going to be worth it.
Amen. Praise God.
Everything that we ever did or happened or come against us or somebody hurt us and we forgave them, even if they didn't deserve it. It doesn't matter. We didn't deserve it. Jesus forgave us. And I want forgiven.
Amen.
Because what you reap is what you sow. So if you reap unforgiveness, or if you sow unforgiveness, sorry, I've got that backwards, you're going to reap unforgiveness. So that means what? Oh, my word. The Lord says, if you won't forgive, I can't forgive you.
Uh-oh.
So what is it that hurts you so bad that's worth the kingdom of heaven? Say the answer. Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But it still hurts me inside. You know what? Do you think that Jesus hurt at the cross when they were calling him everything but the Son of God?
Yes.
The Christ, the living God? They mocked him. They scorned him. He didn't care. Everything and nothing less is what he gave. To the end.
Amen.
To the end. And he did it for us. So amen. I just want to encourage somebody today. It's okay. Start now. Everything and nothing less. If you're mad at somebody, just forgive them. How do you do that, Pastor Jeannie? You just start speaking it out of your mouth. I forgive you. I forgive you. Well, what if they make fun of me? Who cares? Who cares? Mm. Just picture this for me. I don't know. And it's not to scare you, but this is reality. And we're not going to not preach the Word of God. Amen? Every part of the Word of God. So picture you sitting in heaven, clear, free of everything. There's no sorrow. There's no more tears. There's no more sickness. There's no more disease in heaven. I think we even go back to a certain age in heaven. It's what I've heard, but I'm not completely sure on that. It's not in the Word. But because you forgave and you gave it all, or you didn't, and you held on to mess, and you wouldn't give your heart to Jesus all the way, because it's been hurt before, even by church people. I'm sorry you've been hurt by church people, but that's not God.
Amen.
I'm not God.
Amen.
Do you understand that? I'm your pastor, and he's given us to build your faith, to teach you the Word of God, but I am not God. I am not somebody you should put on a pedestal and then knock off when you feel like it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And that is for every single one of us.
Yes.
We are all striving for the same thing.
Amen.
We serve a living God. I don't serve Jeannie, although as a servant of God, I will serve her, right? But we serve the living God.
Amen.
Or, so we've got the picture of heaven. Everything's good. So now let's picture if you don't let it go. What's the alternative to that? Darkness, brimstone. There's fire and brimstone, weeping and gnashing of teeth. I didn't say it. I couldn't come up with those words. I'm not smart enough. The Word says it. So you got heaven or hell. You tell me if it's worth it. I think that letting it all go, shaking off. Pastor Phyllis always has always told me, Regina, like, because when you first get into this and people start talking about you, it gets a little hurtful, and you know, it can really ruin if you allow it. And so she'd say, Regina, let it run off of you like water off a duck's back.
Yep, amen.
That's what we're doing. Listen, amen. The enemy's attacks are going to just come off of us like water off of duck's
amen,
back.
Amen.
And we're going to believe God is who he says he is. Amen. We're going to give our all, and we're going to meet him face to face. Amen.
You don't get to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I got some announcements.
Yeah, you don't get to go anywhere.
Y'all know what this week is, huh?
Yes.
Amen. Christopher D'Amico is coming in with us on Thursday and Friday. And then he will be with us Sunday night at 6:30. So we are super excited about that. I'm going to challenge.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go. I want to know what you say.
No, I'm going to challenge you to really set your faith. If you're really believing God for something, I really want you to challenge yourself to come in with your spirit open and just be willing to really receive what the Lord may want to do. Amen? So I want you to know that you might even set yourself aside before that time. You might fast, you might pray, you might do something, dedicate some time to prayer about those services, and just let the Lord be ready to move on your behalf.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say exactly.
Amen.
Not maybe the exact words I'm different, but that's exactly what the Lord put in me. Like this man fasts 4 days. Yeah. And especially why he's here. He's here for 11 days.
Yep.
Just fasting and waiting for God to show up and act on your behalf.
Yeah.
So I think the least we can do is come expecting. Be prayed up, be worshiped up before we get in here. Be read up on the word and fast. If you can't fast food, listen, there are people that are on certain medications that can't fast food. That's fine. Pick something that you absolutely love.
Facebook.
Like you crazy people who drink coffee every morning. I've done tea on a fast because I am that addicted to tea too.
Yeah.
So I'm making fun of your coffee, but I got my tea. Or Facebook, absolutely. But make it something that's a sacrifice for you. Because if it's not a sacrifice, then what's all about?
Amen.
If I just go not talking to him for a whole week, that's not sacrifice. That's heaven.
Whoa, no. Now you might not see it as one, but it is one, baby.
I'm just kidding.
You're losing out if you go a week without talking to me.
Amen. Agreed. You be quiet over there. Maybe Sue, that's what both of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Hallelujah.
No, but just do something. Do something.
Yeah, seriously.
Be in preparation of what God will do. And you're saying, but I'm good. He didn't send you here just for yourself.
Yep. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah.
I am my brother's keeper.
Yep.
Fast
touch
that
others.
Something
amen.
Somebody else needs.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yep.
Woo.
And invite someone. Bring someone with you. Praise God.
Women, we have something exciting going on. Yay. We're going to start something on the first Saturday, I put it on Sunday, didn't I? Of every month. Remember how we used to do breakfasts together? We're going to put a slight spin on it. We're going to do breakfasts. We're going to do the first one here. So mark your calendars for the 7th of May. We are going to have a breakfast here. The first one, I'm going to cook for you.
Whoa.
I'm a good cook. Stop it.
Whoa.
Good cook. You're not allowed to eat it, Carrie. I don't understand these people. Do you? I don't either. I'm a good cook.
Yeah.
I'm a good cook.
So am I.
Yes, you are, babe. He's a great cook. And maybe I'll make him help me. But what we're also going to do is a Bible study. During that. Amen? But this is the twist on it. I'm not going to do the Bible study. I'm not going to lead it. The women are. So the first one, Marie's going to lead. So y'all are going to start bringing to us what the Lord's put on your heart for that week. Amen? So somebody will have it. Somebody different has it every single month. And you'll bring a word to us. And we'll get to learn from each other. Amen? Amen. I think it's a great idea.
Now, with that being said, men, we're going to do our breakfast soon, so we'll be doing our breakfast as well.
Yeah, because he can't not do it now that we, you know, stepped up and did it. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. 9? Is 9 good with you ladies? Yes, 9. Okay. I have to drive from an hour away, almost, to 9. You be quiet. Listen, this ain't about you. Yeah. About to flip the table over on him. Amen. So that's all I got.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa, wow.
Listen, you men can learn a lot from us when we do Bible studies. And then we do our... you can learn a lot. Amen.
I'm
telling you, these ladies don't play. Even when I would start it, it would just be an open discussion. And I'm telling you what, you can learn a lot from these ladies.
Hallelujah. Now, one more little announcement is that we do have Easter Sunday coming up.
Yes.
And we are going to have 2 services for Easter Sunday.
Yep. 7:30 is our first one.
7:30 will be our first one, and then we'll have our regular scheduled time for all of us to be together, so that will be wonderful. Okay, well, we better let those children get out of here and get started this morning with Pastor Jared and the crew. And this morning, I'm going to mention something that I did on Thursday just because I believe that that's what the Lord had me do. On Thursday, I talked about the fact that one time there was a time where the Lord had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And what happened was he took that, and when it was given to him, he was able to feed a multitude. And sometimes we need to understand that when the Lord is asking us to give in an offering, it's because he wants you to take what is this and let him touch it so he can do what he needs to do in your life. And sometimes we don't recognize that the Lord's hand is on our stuff. And when we open up areas of our life to him, like tithing and offering and giving, then the Lord can supernaturally touch what we have and increase it. I'm telling you right now that the Lord will bring debt cancellation into your life. The Lord will bring increase into your life from places you do not know. You know, one time I prayed for a young lady because she said, I sowed a seed today because I'm believing God for some money. And I said, well, if you're starting to tithe and give offerings, you're going to see what God will do for you and he'll come through. And she came back to church and her eyes were just out of her, just this big. And I said, what happened? She said, you'll never believe what happened. I said, what happened? She said, there's a company that I worked for more than 4 or 5 years ago, and they sent me a check through the mail that was all this accumulated money that was supposed to be paid for me that I'd never gotten. Now, who has instances like that? People that are touched by God. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm telling you that promotion comes because God is with you, and the Lord is just going to continue to touch you, just like he did those loaves of fishes and those loaves of bread and those fish that he increased to feed those thousands. Amen? So we're going to pray today, Father, in the name of Jesus, just like you touched those few fishes and those loaves, Father, you're touching the lives of your people, God. And Lord, as they give today, Father, I believe that the windows of heaven are open according to your word. I believe that the devourer is rebuked according to your word, and that their seed is in hands that will not let it come up short, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I guess we got something through Facebook that lets us know that little Braden is having some issues going on, and so physically he needs a supernatural touch from the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we put Braden before you right now, Father God. And Lord, we just pray, God, over this seizure or over these symptoms that are in his body, God. And Lord, we just curse the very root of these things, Lord. And Father, we just release in the name of Jesus the healing power of the Lord. Father, that you would touch him and go throughout his entire body, Father, and bring him to a place of health and healing, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, as we get ready to zero in on Easter, I think that this is a great day for us to talk about God's love God's forgiveness and God's mercy. Amen. Because I want you to know that as we get ready to come into a time where we recognize Easter as a time where we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that historically, this is the most important event that has ever happened to humanity so far. Because the resurrection of Jesus brought us to the place where we can step into the saving grace of God. Amen? Yes. Now listen to me. A lot of things have happened in the history of humanity that are big events, but there's no event bigger than the fact that Jesus Christ went to the cross, went to the grave, and was resurrected so that we could have life and life more abundantly. Amen? And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that we recognize and just celebrate these things and be so thankful for what the Lord has done. It says right here in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." I want you to understand the love of God is so deep that even before we knew it, he made a plan for us. Even before we knew we would need a plan, God made a plan for us. Amen? That means that he was thinking of you before you were even born. And he was thinking of you saying, "Hey, when my son or my daughter gets to this earth, I want them to have a rescue plan. I want them to be able to call upon the name of the Lord and get salvation for themselves so that they can start walking in the things that God is wanting them to walk in." Amen? And so it's powerful for me to note today that Jesus, even before you even knew who he was willing and already ready to go to the cross for you so that you could be redeemed. Amen? And here's what's interesting in the scripture. It says that if you don't believe, you're condemned already. Uh-oh. So I want you to know something, that this is why it's so important for us. If you really believe that the Lord is coming, and I do believe that his return is closer than it's ever been, then this is a critical part for us to have a sense of urgency as Christians for other people. Amen? I know that we got relatives. I know that we got friends. And I know that we got people from work, some strangers in our lives that we might not know. But we need to do our best to be praying and letting God touch our heart so we know how to witness to those people. Amen? Because as those people are facing the world, it's just like we used to be facing the world. And we need God to intervene and do what he does in the way that he does it. Amen? And so we need to make sure that we are always looking out for people and that we are looking for those times where the Lord wants to speak through us into other people's lives. It says here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." Wow. So I want you to know that just this scripture alone lets us know that it was not some simple, easy thing that God did. It says that he was rich in mercy. That means that God gave a lot. It took a lot for him to come, for him to provide for us. And then it says, with his great love that he loved us. It's not some simple, small love that God has for you. God has an abundance of love for you, an abundance of grace for you. You don't even recognize how much of a focal point you are for God. You don't even recognize how much God attends to you, takes care of you, provides for you on a daily basis. Even when you don't even think so or understand, he's providing for you. You know, I think it's a good time for us to just make sure that we just take time to honor this great history of love God has for us. Because we could go back time after time through the Bible and find times where men would doubt him, where men would let him down, where men got scared. We even looked at the crossing of the Red Sea and how even before they ever got there, those people were saying, Oh, Moses, this is why we told you we didn't want to leave Egypt. Now, they forgot about being enslaved. They forgot about the oppression that was on them. And they thought that God would just leave them in the wilderness. And they said, this is why we didn't want to leave Egypt. We were just afraid of something like this happening. And here the Lord parts the Red Sea and lets them cross right through. Amen? The Lord will part your Red Sea. The Lord will part your Red Sea. If you ever get out there and you go far enough that you get concerned and you run to a place where you don't know what to do, if you'll just stand and stand in faith, the Lord will part that for you and prove to you that you always should have been following him. Amen? The Lord will open it up and he will do it for you. Amen? Praise God. I want you to know something that it says in Psalms chapter 55, verse 16. It says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Do you believe that when you call upon the Lord, he will save you? Have you ever been in a place where morning, evening, and afternoon you would pray and believe that God would hear you? I want you to know something, that God will not only hear you, but he will move on your behalf. Amen? God is constantly ready to work with us and will constantly do those things that we need for him to do. Now, we're going to look at a scripture we looked at last week in the book of Mark, chapter 11 and verse 23, and I just want to read that again. It says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You know, last week we talked about the positive of all that. We talked about how we can speak to mountains in our lives, and how those mountains, even though they might not physically be a mountain, but they're a mountain for us, and God will move them. But you know, the other side of that is, what if we're not speaking those things? What if we're not speaking? See, if we can't speak, how do we expect to have victory over the things that are going on? Amen? If we're not speaking, how can we expect to have victory over what's going on? And then the other side of that is, what are we speaking? The Lord said, whatsoever you ask, and that means that we better make sure that we're asking according to the word, because if we're not asking according to the word, first of all, God can't get in agreement with that. He says, you only have not because you ask not, and when you do ask, you ask amiss. In other words, you ask with misdirection and misinformation, and you ask uninformed over things that I would never touch because I love you. And I'd never bring anything into your life that's not touchable. Amen? So not only do we have to look at that aspect of it, but then we have to look at the fact that he says we must believe in our heart. And we shall not doubt in our heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass. You know, there's a scripture that says that those who come to the Lord must believe who he is, and believe that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen? Because it's very critical for us that we have to be a people that when we say something, we believe it and we stick to it. Like this, when I say God loves me today, I have to make sure I believe that. Amen? And I have to stick to that. Even if I mess up, I have to believe that God loves me enough to forgive me. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And then we have to deal with a couple other things here. Uh-oh. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And then it says this, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Boy, we have to sit in this for just a minute. We have to forgive if we want to receive forgiveness. Amen? And this is why Jesus was such a good example. You know, Paul said, if I have forgiven anyone, I've done it in Christ. In other words, we do not have the ability to forgive anybody in our own power. If we do not wrap it in prayer, if we do not wrap it in God's help, we're not going to be successful at truly forgiving someone. Because this is something that goes beyond us unless we ask the Lord to help us out. Amen? But when we ask the Lord to help us and we begin to pray, God will even show us how to walk through the process of forgiveness. God will show us how and also protect us in the process, because you know that sometimes when you're forgiving some people, you're trying to forgive them for years of hurt and years of difficulty and years of things that didn't go right and years of things that were not godly and not biblical and should have never been done. And when you're working through that, that's why you have to do it in Christ. Amen? Because as you pray and as you let him strengthen you, he will show you. But if we're going to receive all these good things, if we're going to receive the blessing of God, and if we're going to receive the kind of forgiveness it takes for us to go to heaven, we have to forgive. Amen? And so we want to be people that walk in forgiveness. Amen? I'm telling you that you would be amazed too at how God can bring healing through forgiveness, and how God can bring change even into you in forgiveness, and how God can restore relationships, maybe some that you never even thought that you were going to be able to walk in or tolerate ever again. And God will bring his forgiveness into them and help you. You know, and with that being said, what this brings us to is the fact that the Lord is just full of mercy and full of willingness to help us. Amen? Amen. Preach with me. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:12 says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Isn't it amazing to know, especially as we get close to Easter, that God's love and forgiveness always leads us to a place where we can seek him and find him. And we can find God's mercy. You know, and that's a measure of his great forgiveness and love that he gives us even when we don't deserve it. And that's what we're going to step into, and that's what we want to make sure is a part of our life. You know, it says right here in the book of Psalms, Psalms 116:1-2, it says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Isn't it amazing what this says? I love the Lord because he's heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. You know, it's amazing in the word of God, because guess what it says? It says that we love him because he loves us. Amen. And it's amazing because he says, don't forget, you didn't choose me, I have chosen you. And it's God's mercy and his love that has chosen us even when we weren't really choosable. Amen? Because there's been times where I look back and I thought, Lord, how in the world did you choose me after this or after that? But the Lord has brought his love and mercy towards us and chooses us in the middle of these things. Amen? And so we're going to look here at the book of Romans, and it says right here in Romans chapter 10. It says right here in Romans chapter 10, verse 11, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that amazing that God's mercy crosses every color, crosses every thing you could do? You know, remember, Paul was a murderer. Yet he found salvation, amen? And here, most of us in this room, I pray, have never murdered anybody, but Even if we came close, God is still willing to forgive us. Amen? And that's what's so good. Regina said she about killed me. I probably deserved it. Yeah. But anyhow. Before Jesus. But anyhow, what I want to tell you is, it does not matter what color you are. Does not matter if you're male or female. Does not matter what part of the world you live in. You know, it's so funny because every country flies its own flag, but it's pretty amazing that the same blood that was shed in this at the cross is the same blood that crosses the line of every flag to bring people into salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I'm pretty proud of our country, and I'm pretty proud of where I get to live. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But, you know, even this week, the Lord was speaking to me about how he said, Philip, you know, in America, you've mixed the flag too close to the cross. He said, you mix your Constitution into my Bible. He said, and even though your Constitution, a lot of it came out of my Bible, he says, don't you think for 1 minute that your flag or anything else is going to save you. It's the blood. Woo! Amen. Now listen, I'm American, and I'm a patriot, and I love my country. I'm just a Christian first. Because that is what's going to last forever, amen? That's the sovereignty that's going to take us into eternity. And I tell you that, I say that with all due respect, with everything it's ever taken for us to have this nation. But I tell you what, sometimes we cross lines with the gospel that we should never touch, and all it does is cause division and strife when really we should be trying to build unity. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Unity in the body of Christ. I tell you what, we need to remember that one of the biggest things that the Lord said to the enemies that were trying to proclaim stuff to him one time was he said, hey, a house divided cannot stand. And we ought to know more than ever that one of the biggest things the enemy would like to do is bring division and strife into a house. Amen? Especially when he's trying to scatter us at this end time. He's trying to scatter us and make us weak. And this is where we have to double down, have each other's back, stand together, and love one another more than we ever have. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, you guys got me fired up today. We're going to look in the book of the Philippians right here. And I just want to read something to you. It says in verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand something. We can never give up. We can never quit. And we can never stop pressing in. Hallelujah. We have to press into Jesus. Amen? And we have to count it all joy during this time. Even when the world is going the way the world is going, we need to count it all joy that the Lord is ours. Amen? And that we are his, and that we're going to stick with whatever Jesus has for us. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm just going to read a couple more scriptures here. It says in Psalms 51, verse 1, it says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Isn't it amazing that we can be thankful that God has a multitude of mercies? A multitude of tender mercies? Not just once or twice, but throughout our life, the Lord will release his tender mercies. In other words, the mistakes I made from last year will not stop me from receiving tender mercies in the years to come. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil cannot stop me from receiving the tender mercies of the Lord in the years to come. Hallelujah. And then I just want to look at this real quick. It says this in the book of Romans chapter 12. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, I want you to know something, that as we think about God's love, his forgiveness, and his mercy, one thing that is so interesting is Miss Regina's always stepping into my sermons. And I was going to bring up the fact that just like Jesus presented his body a living sacrifice, how are we presenting ourselves? And see, the mercies of God is what helps us be able to do this. But I was thinking about this for our benefit. And again, I'm going to touch on our strong heritage and some of our traditions that we have. But you know, sports is very important to us in America. And we put a lot of time and energy in sports. And you know, people will sacrifice themselves for sports. They will sacrifice themselves wholly. Thank goodness I never broke a bone when I played sports, but I had friends of mine that would break a bone or something or get a sprained ankle or something when they played sports. And you know what? They would work through it until they got healed just so they could go back and do it again. And I want you to know something, that when I have thought about this, I was comparing this to us in the Lord, and I thought, how many of us would really suffer through those types of things for Jesus that we have in the natural world? And I was thinking about how Jesus took himself, and what did he suffer at the cross? He suffered everything. He suffered mental anguish. He suffered the physical abuse and the torture and the torment. When he was in the garden, it said that he sweated so much that blood came down and the angels had to come and strengthen him. But he was willing to give it all and surrender all, wasn't he? He was willing to give it in such a deep, deep way that there was just no other course for him but to go straight for what God had for him. And you know, I was thinking about that as it says in here that we need to pick up our cross. And we don't just need to pick up our cross once in a while. We need to pick up our cross daily and follow him. And so as I was thinking about that, I just wanted to bring it to you that how much was Jesus willing to give up, that are we willing to go that far? You know, the Bible even says that, what have you suffered? You've not yet suffered into blood run down your forehead for the gospel. And so we need to make sure that we just live in those things, because I want you to know that God's mercy is great. It says in Romans 9:15, for he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Amen? And I thank God that we are people that the Lord is going to have mercy on, and we are people that the Lord is going to have compassion on. Amen? And we're just going to rejoice in those things and be glad. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory, God. Lord, I just lift you up and exalt you, Father. And Lord, we just give you praise today. Father, we thank you for the worship this morning. We thank you for your presence that's been in this house, God. We thank you for your presence that's in this house now, Lord. And Father, we thank you for how you're moving on our lives, God, and what you're doing for us and how you're changing us, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you're just going to continue to work in us and work in our lives, Father. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you have grace, that you have mercy, that you have love, and you have forgiveness towards us, Father, that keeps us, that protects us, Father, that lets us celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and lets us celebrate that one day our life will be in eternity in heaven with you, Father. And Lord, that we are connected with you as family, and we just love you, God. And Father, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank each one of you for coming and being here today. And if anyone needs prayer, I want you to know that I'll be here to pray with you. And God bless you and have a great week.